sure do got the, you got the information, brother.
Well, I see, the thing is we gather pieces of proof.
Yes, sir.
Fact.
Where it's no longer our belief. It's no longer our opinion. Here it is. It's right in front of you. If you can't see it, then I can't make you see.
No.
Exactly. That's right.
But I'm giving you all of this evidence. I'm giving you all of this in, this stuff from their own words and their own lips. You judge it for yourself. And if you judge it righteous, well, then I feel sorry for you.
Well, see, here we are again. It takes people to have the spirit of truth in order to be able to hear.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit would then turn around and put a light bulb on in your head and send up a warning sign and say, hey, something's wrong, even if you don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But people have quenched the Holy Spirit now in this generation so much that very few of people even hearing his voice anymore.
Mm-hmm. You're telling the truth, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you, them promise keepers, they done went from bad to worse.
Oh, that, it's. Yep. I mean, right. I could keep on this one, but you know, it's just part of it. It's just part of this thing.
Well, you know, the promise keepers logo used to be just was a Masonic initiation. They had the breast beard and the cable toe around the neck. And,
oh, really?
Oh yeah. One of their logos several few years back. And the blindfold and everything. It was just right there on the front.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And I think it's a man by the name of MacArthur.
McCarthy, yeah.
Who runs that. I'll bet if anybody were to do some research and get behind the scenes a little bit, I'll bet you he's either a 32nd or a 33rd degree Mason.
Yeah, that's usually.
Bet you. I challenge anybody. To look into that a little further.
Well, it's amazing. You can take, say, something that looks so innocent like Boy Scouts. I mean, it looks completely innocent and free, and it's something that's good for the children and teaches boys to be men. But, and actually, the foundation of the beginning of it, the guy that actually brought it into being, his whole idea was to take boys out there and show them how to camp and everything else. But having been out in that part of that organization in the past, I mean, one of the things you have to do right away, the children have to do, is they have to swear an oath to Aquila, which is the wolf, the head wolf, the wolf god. It's all based.
Really?
Yeah, serious. It's all in the handbook. And then as you progress, you have to swear another. Huh?
What era are you talking about? What years was this handbook that you're talking about written?
Oh, this is just recently. I mean, I got out of.
Yeah, but it didn't used to be that way, did it?
Yeah, I mean, it's, of course, I don't know if it, no, not used to be. In fact, when it came out, the man that organized it back, I believe it was an Englishman, if I remember history right, it was way back when, and he did it for orphan boys, and he would take them out, teach them how to camp and everything, but of course it turned into something corrupt, and the devil used it to something to, of course, blaspheme God.
Right.
And if you get one of their handbooks, which they have, as you go up in levels, of course they go Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, and then it keeps going and going. Each level that they pass on and go on, they have to recite an oath to whatever it is, the bear or whatever it may be, whatever animal it may be.
So,
it's all steeped in Indian lore, too. And, of course, you know, the Indians were loaded full of, they gave glory to all the different spirits, the land and the trees and the, whatever the case may be.
So they're doing the same thing that goes on in secret societies.
Yeah.
They're doing it with the kids.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing like the Catholic Church is doing. They indoctrinate them young.
Yeah.
So when they get older, they could, it wouldn't be no problem for them to go ahead and cross on over.
And you see, what they are is their organization set up to find quality people, you know, to bring into their societies to keep the great conspiracy going.
That's right.
That's what they are. I mean, that's what Masonry is. That's what a lot of these secret societies are. They're there to find quality people.
Right.
They bring them up level to level to level to see how they're doing, and when they see people that are going to be totally sold out to Satan, you know, and be yes men, and further the program, well, then they use them. You know, they take them and they might take them out of that society and put them in a further one. You see.
Sure.
Put them into Rosicrucianism or something. Golden Dawn, or you know, something even further.
Right.
See, so Boy Scouts is set up that way to catch kids early. That's what college fraternities are about too.
Yes, sir.
It's the same thing. The college fraternities are so that they can find the very top people. You see, it's a way to find them and capture them. You see, before they get out of their control.
Yes, sir.
That's what they do. That's what Skull and Bones was or is, and many others like it.
I mean, you even take a couple simple scriptures like Jesus said, of course, you know, not swearing, don't swear it at all, neither by heaven nor for its God's throne, and nor by the earth for its footstool. And of course, the book of James talks about it too. And every one of these things, that's something that everybody has to do in order to be part of the organization.
Yeah.
And so even if you have knowledge of these two scriptures alone, it should set up a flag. But the God of this world is blind in the minds of that are lost. Yes, sir.
You know, that's probably what Promise Keepers and some of these are too. They're there to find to make, you know, those quality people that have been passed up somewhere along the line to get them to float to the top. You know, so that they can use them for something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had the secret societies come after me when I was young.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I did when I was in the military.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I used to have people trying all the time get me to join the Masons because, you know, that's what prompted me to start searching into it because I'm a man of color. They wouldn't let a man of color, not that I was seeking to get into any of them anyway.
Right.
But they wouldn't let a man of color join the White Lodge. So I learned that the Black Masons have their own lodge, which is called the Prince Hall.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And then the white people, you see, if you're a Mexican, Indian, anything other than white, you can be a Mason, but you have to go over to the Black Lodges or what they call the Prince Hall Lodge.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
And do they have Prince Halls in everywhere?
Yeah. It's for the black people, though.
Right, so wherever there's a black population.
Exactly.
A significantly black population.
Right, because, see, they wouldn't let, see, some of the people had went to task with this with some of the leaders a long time ago about trying to bring some of the, I think the history behind it was is that a black man wanted to become a Mason, and they wouldn't let him in, so they let him start his own lodge, and his name was Prince Hall.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's how you get him. So the white, you'll never, if you ever notice, take note of you, and if you see these Shriners around, you know, handing out flyers, getting donations, having searches and stuff. They have these little red caps on and stuff.
Right.
Take notice, you would never, ever, ever see a black Mason.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I never have. No.
Yeah.
Never have.
Never will. True. You never will. And see, they have, once you get into them, you got two ways you can go. You can either go to Scottish Rite or you can go to York Rite.
Right. Right. Yeah.
You'll never see any people of color in any of those secret societies out in the forefront because they got all these different types of names and stuff. They kind of like just throw them a little bone to make them feel like they're doing something.
Well, you know,
but they do work together and they are being used. And,
sure.
But they're just, it's a separate entity.
It's even like this Christian Identity, and they even go further into the KKK and the Aryan Nations and all that. These people are all still part of the secret societies.
Sure.
And now they may seem to be at odds with the other secret societies, you know, and perhaps they are, but it's smoke and mirrors. It's set up to make people think that they can't be of the same organization, but they work to the same end. The ultimate goal is they work to the same end.
Yeah, all of them work for Lucifer.
Yeah, all of them work for Satan, yes.
Yeah, every one of them work for Satan.
Yeah, but they're all, almost all of them tie in one way or another to the Rosicrucians.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pilgrim, could I ask you a question?
Sure.
Now, I've tried to do some study in the past on the Essenes. Now, this is just a gut thing. You know what I'm referring to. I'm talking about that.
Yeah, the Dead Sea Scrolls and all that
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, from what little material, first of all, you can't hardly find much at all on these people.
No, it's been hidden from us.
It's very limited.
Yeah, it's been hidden.
We know that that a lot of herbal pharmacopoeia kind of stuff came down through them, that and things like that. But I've had a hunch for a long time that these may have been the Parsi, or the ones who originally may have started this whole Masonic structure that we're seeing today.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I believe the Essenes were mystery school. It was part of the mystery school of their day.
They were mystics.
Yeah, they were mystics. And now they may have found the Isaiah scroll in there. They may have, but you see, the mystics, they use everything.
Exactly.
They use God's word.
Sure.
They're not separated from it. If you were to go to the Rosicrucian, the official Rosicrucian websites, you will find the words of Jesus in their writings. You will find scripture verses. You will find all of that.
Yes, sir.
But they're preaching a satanic gospel.
Oh, absolutely. And you are right about that.
So the Essenes, even though they had the Isaiah scrolls and different writings that seemed to make them tie in to the Hebrews, the Hebrew religion, were mystics of their day. I absolutely believe you're right. I think they were mystery school. And that is why we don't get the full story.
Right.
Because they don't want to let it be known.
Okay.
Well, they have closely guarded that.
They've closely guarded it. Yes, they have. You know, only a few people know the whole story on that whole discovery about the Essenes.
Wow. Well, I tell you, it's like you hit dead ends everywhere when you're trying to do any research on this group of people.
Right. Now, I don't.
It's like they just up and vanished. And amen.
Well, they ain't vanished. They still here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they descended there. Hey, Pilgrim.
Yeah.
For the people that's going to be listening to this.
Yeah.
Go into if you don't mind for a brief moment and explain to them the Edomites.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'll tell you the truth, and I'm just going to say this so that. So that you don't think I'm some kind of expert on this, because I'm not. I am not positive, actually, what the full story is. I don't know. I've heard so much about this and that, and I know what you're getting at. What you're asking me is how that ties into the modern day Jews. I don't know. That's bottom line.
I tell you what, we'll talk about it sometime.
We have evidences of different kinds that I have not reconciled, to tell you the truth, on this issue. We've got the Khazarian story, where 90% of the Jewish makeup of today is of Khazarian origin.
Right.
Now, some take that Khazarian culture, which is about 700 AD was when this happened, when the Khazars converted to Judaism, and that became the modern day Jews, was from those people, which were around Russia there,
right,
in the Khazarian region. Now, some people tie those Khazars right back to the Edomites,
mm-hmm.
And that could be, okay? Some like to tie them into Canaanites,
mm-hmm.
Or Cainites, I should say, not Canaanites, but Cainites, sons of Cain, okay? And that's going a whole other direction. When we get into this genealogy and genetic makeup of the cultures, we're really getting into a place where there's so much different and conflicting information that you know, unless the Holy Spirit really tells us what's what, I don't know if we're ever going to know. And I, to tell you the truth, I don't know. I just don't know. Now, I know by the Spirit.
Right.
Of what, how these people operate that
exactly.
call themselves Jews, I know, but I know what spirit they're of, and I, for that reason, when I run across one who's coming out with, for instance, Doc Marquis, I don't take it as gospel. I won't listen to these people, because no matter how much they talk about Jesus. Because I know that the spirit of error is within them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On a genetic level. Okay? Now, I know this is an area where we Nobody likes to go. I don't even like to go here.
Yeah, I know.
Yes,
but I've seen it too much to turn my back on it. When you see how all of Hollywood is controlled by this same genetic makeup of people, all of media is controlled by them, the whole government is controlled by them, all the education, the medical, every institution of society in the world is controlled by this same genetic stock, whoever they are, then you know that this is your enemy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
Now, we can tie this back to the Edomites, we can tie it back to Canaanites, we can tie it back to, because I don't care where you go with it, it really to me it doesn't matter. I mean, we do know that the Edomite stock was cursed by God. We know
right.
that Cain was cursed
yeah.
by God. Okay, so if we can tie them back to those seed lines, well then we have an explanation. But to me it's not necessary.
I
know the fruits of these people. They're all genetically of the same makeup, and we know their fruits. So when you see others of that genetic makeup that aren't necessarily part of the elite, do you trust them? Not me.
What?
I don't trust them.
They have the same characteristics.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And if you look at the spirit within them, it's the same kind of deceptive spirit.
Right.
Now we're doing some racial profiling here, as my wife says. And I suppose that we are, okay? Like I said, I don't like to go here, but I can't turn my back on it.
Right, yes, sir.
You know, I just know for my own sake who to trust and who not to trust, who to watch out for.
Yeah, I wanted to get just a little bit of that on record because
the
only reason why I wanted to get you to expound on it a little bit is because, you know, I wanted to use it as a tool to show people how ignorant that we are today.
Right? Yeah.
And you understand, and that God does have a men of wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Here and now.
Yeah.
Here and I use it because there are a lot of people, you know, that they really believe that they're so spiritual. But when you start talking about some of the things that we've discussed on this program right here, you lost them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I generally don't make the genetic issue.
Right.
I generally don't go there. Because of that reason, because that's one thing right there that will lose people regardless of any other truth you have.
Right.
And the way I figured is if you can get people to come in and see start breaking through,
sure.
start peeling back the scales in people's eyes, then maybe you got a chance of talking to them about the deeper things like these racial issues.
Well, I can tell you right now, even when I post this up,
yeah.
I can tell you right now that I don't know anybody out there with the exception of the brethren that are here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody out there that I would even discuss any of these issues with.
Yeah, I know.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Even with them hearing what we're talking about, if they even
right.
ask me a question, I'll tell them, you just stick with the basics right now.
I got a question to ask you.
Sure.
What do you think about the statement that one of our forefathers, one of our great forefathers said of this nation about all men were created equal?
That's what he said.
That's in the writings.
Yes. I know that the Bible said that all nations were created of one blood.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Well, do you think that all men are created equal?
No.
Well, I don't either.
I don't think all men are created equal.
But that was a precept upon the founding of our country.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I don't believe that.
But you see, that's how they get by. With this one world government, this everybody's the same and everybody and we should make everybody equal.
Uh-huh.
You see, when everybody is not equal.
Come on, even if you just go in a natural sense.
Yeah.
You've got noblemen, you've got kings.
Right.
Yeah.
You're always going to have variation.
Yeah.
You've got people that are visually more handsome than others. You've got people that are generally brighter than others. There's really never been true equality by that standard or definition.
Well, and God does not deem all men equal. He never has.
See, what they're doing is they're trying to get everything, and they use these subliminal tactics or these things and stuff.
That's exactly
because they're trying to get the mindsets of men back to this Tower of Babel thing.
Yes, sir.
That's where it's already headed back to.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's why God's going to mess it up again for them.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Bound them again. Oh, yeah.
Well, this may be the last the last front, though, that will be fought. This may be the last time we do this. Like you said, like you quoted the scripture earlier, God will not strive forever with man. There will come a day when all striving will cease, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even in this day that we're living, we're seeing how God has just basically taken his hand off of man and let them to their own devices.
Yes, sir.
And that's what's going on in this age that we're in.
Isn't that
now, there's always a few, you see, where God will hold to himself, the remnant. But the rest of these people are left to their own devices.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I say I thank God for you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Likewise.
So, you know.
I really do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a blessing to be able to meet someone and to know someone that thinks just like you do.
Yeah.
And you know you're not nuts.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, you at least have several brethren there with you. I don't have anybody here except my own family. So, you know, my own family, everyone in my family my immediate family here, right here, thinks the same way. You know, we're all in one mind and one accord here.
Yeah, but as far as that natural family, they probably don't have too much to do with you. They deal with you from a distance.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That long handle spoon.
Yep, long handle.
Well, what I find is they don't even want to talk to me. You know, I would wish that people would confront me.
They won't do it.
And say, brother, you know, you're wrong.
We've been taught,
you know, I would love that people would come to me and say, you're wrong. Can I show you where you're? Please do. You know, please let's have a meeting. Let's have a Bible meeting. Let's talk these things out. Put everything on the table for consideration here. They would do that, but they won't.
No.
They're cowards. They just want to run from you.
Yeah.
They want to scatter like cockroaches, but yet call you
right.
Enemy. See, they don't want to confront you. Well, what happened? What happened with confronting the devil? If they believe that you're really of the devil, shouldn't they be confronting us?
Yeah, at least loving us enough to save our wretched soul from an eternal damnation.
Yeah.
Yes,
see,
sir.
You see, but they're cowards because, and I'll tell you why they're cowards. It's not that they're afraid of us; they're afraid of the truth.
Yes, exactly.
Amen.
They're actually afraid that in their confrontation that they're going to have to change.
Right, right.
Amen.
Yep, that's what they're afraid of.
Yep.
So the only option is to run, and that's what they do every time. They run.
Boy. Right back to the original sin,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Got a prototype there. Amen.
So,
well, Malcolm, I tell you what, I know the brothers have. We've enjoyed this.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, I have too, immensely.
I really want to add this, is that it's like you said earlier in the program, there's really not that many of us left.
No.
And it's a delight to be able to talk with a man who I know, because the Bible says that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God.
Right.
And it's just a blessing for me to be able to talk with someone who has a solid resolve, that's at peace in their spirit, that has that basically knows what he's talking about and is willing to bring up, hey, you know, I don't know about this totally, so that will explain his limitations rather than just going like he knows everything and just somebody who's just down to earth I pray the Lord for you and bless the Lord for you, brother.
Well, praise God. I thank God he put us all together I haven't met brethren like you anywhere else either, so you know it's the same way. You know,
I feel the same way. You're elder than you know. You got a little bit more age than we do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And here we often thought, he said, man, even the old men today, all of them are foolish.
Oh, well, yes, they're fools. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No wisdom in them.
Exactly. See, and that's what I'm talking about. So when we see someone like that, we cling to them.
Yeah.
We cling to him.
Yeah, praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Well,
and we're not bringing forth no flatteries either.
No, I know.
Stating facts.
No.
sir.
Well, I'm clinging to you guys too. I ain't letting you loose.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you who another I've come to appreciate is that other fellow that initially kind of had a little bit of a problem with there when I. And that's that Tim fella, the Remnant's Hope guy.
Yeah,
Tim.
Yeah, and I don't know nothing about him really, but I feel like he's, you know, I feel like the recent events, I feel good about him. I feel good about, you know, how he approached it kind of entered into a little humble spirit there. So whether or not he's with us all and the way we think and talk, I don't know. I don't know that much about him, but I believe I got hope for him.
Yeah, same here.
You see?
One thing's for sure, time will tell.
Yeah, time will tell. Yeah. And I'm going to consider him as a brother, and
I'm going to
hold him right in there with us.
Well, we do.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
So,
amen.
Praise God. Well, brothers, is that it? Have we done talked ourselves silly here?
Yeah. I tell you what, I've enjoyed it, and I know the remnant here, they're really going to enjoy hearing this again and again, because we have our own little, you know, FM transmitter here on the land. It only goes out about a mile.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
It's good enough. It's better than trying to hook up extension cord.
Right. Yeah. You do it for your own sake.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. For your own little thing. Yeah. Well, I still do it too. I still do that. I shouldn't say it because the FCC guys might be listening, but you know we do that.
Yeah.
To some degree, you know, it doesn't go out to the whole community anymore like it used to, but we still do some of that. I actually have a mobile transmitter that when I turn it on, I can cover a whole town or a whole city. So, you know, wherever I am, and you know, if I'm out on the open highway, you know, I can
crank it up,
crank it on, and anyone traveling down the interstate, you know, that's what they're going to get.
Well, keep moving. It may be hard for them to collaborate on your position.
And what's really hilarious is, I've watched it several times. We've gone down the road. And I watched people all of a sudden fumbling with their radio knobs. It's because the signal's so powerful it just overrides anything that they've got on currently. It just comes right in on the radio.
I tell you what, the FCC and all this government intrusion into our business, it amazes me. Here it is, air is supposed to be free, but then they turn and regulate it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. Well, that's a subject for another day, brother.
Yeah,
I think I've had enough for one day.
There we go again.
I could go on for another 2 hours. Oh, boy.
Well, may the Lord Jesus bless you and your lovely spouse there, Pilgrim.
Well, thank you.
Amen.
And God bless you all.
You send her our love from all the people and all the saints here straightway.
Hallelujah. All right, then. Let's do it again.
Yes, sir.
Next week I'm going to be busy.
Okay.
But we can do it after that time. I'm looking for the day when, I'll tell you what. Now here's an idea. I won't go too long here, but here's an idea to ponder. Okay. Just think about this idea for a minute. My original vision for Remnant Radio Network. Well, actually, it wasn't even Remnant Radio. It's my vision for this micro broadcasting for. This modern day communication is that there would be as cell groups, okay? In other words, we have what we have here. You would have a little radio station where you manufacture your own programs, do your thing.
Right.
There might be 100 of these across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us then stream on the internet, okay? Everyone's got an internet stream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now when I know that you guys are putting on your special show, I can tie it into ours. When we do something special, you tie it into yours, and with 100 people like this doing this, you see, we can fill up time slots with every hour a unique hour.
Well, that sounds good to me.
You see? And so think about this. Even if it's just us here in our two locations, you guys get your thing going over there. You know, we can tie in together and so forth and help each other out this way. And what we can do is like we can set a time a week where you guys come on on your local thing there, stream to the internet. We tie in with one telephone line, okay, and it goes out here too as well. You see,
right.
And anyone else that comes in on this end, and you multiply this, and you can actually have a dozen, two dozen, three dozen, 100 people online all interacting with one another at one time.
Exactly.
In other words, we can have a virtual church.
I know you got the know-how, so Sister Carol and I plan on making our trip coming on out there.
It's easy to do. It's just a matter of God putting people together to do it. That's all it is.
Amen.
Amen.
So, but that's been my vision for this for the last 2 years. As I can see this happening. I just haven't run across anyone that'll do it.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm here waiting, you know. And if you guys get on board, then we'll be all waiting together for more to come on board. So, here's the deal is we got to do it now before the internet closes down on us.
You got that right.
Because it will someday.
Yes, it will.
So, you know, that's... But, you know, we're talking about phone bridges and doing it, you know, via telephone, too. So it could go separate from the internet and still function this way. But the problem is it wouldn't be available worldwide to anyone who wants to listen in without the internet. Without the internet.
Right, right.
So that's...
But the majority of households nowadays, they have them.
Yeah, but I mean, if the internet closes down, is what I'm saying.
Yes, this
could still survive in another form.
Right.
What I'm talking about. So anyway, okay, that's enough.
All right. Well,
I'm out of here.
Bless you.
Bless you.
All right. Bye bye.
Bless you, brothers. Peace.
Bye bye. Oh boy. Okay. What's normally? Oh, John Moore is normally at this time. The last half hour of John Moore. He's on for 2 hours from... He's been on for an hour and a half talking while we've been talking. But we will go ahead and put him on for the rest of his half hour. Okay. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time, probably in 2 weeks. We'll be doing this again.
Signs in the sun, stars, and moon. That's what that is. Signs in the